welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin. Our annual tradition continues with the 2026 Toastmasters International Convention coming up on August 19th to 22nd, 2026, in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, sometimes referred to as Hollywood North because of all the television and film productions. And once again, I have the honor of speaking with not one, but two district host chairs, co-chairs as we call them, with over 50 years of combined Toastmasters experience. Carol Murphy has been a dedicated Toastmaster for 31 years with her home club and Toastmasters International. In 2007, she chartered Top Story Advanced Toastmasters, a club she still proudly belongs to today. She also supports Crystal Clear Speakers and Lincoln Toastmasters, and recently completed a successful two-year club coach assignment with Golden Ears Christian Toastmasters, helping the club achieve distinguished status in May of 2026. Outside of Toastmasters, Carol is semi-retired, works part-time as an event coordinator, managing celebrations and events. She also enjoys golfing and spending time with her son, daughters, seven granddaughters, and two great-grandsons. Now, if that's not impressive, she's a former gymnast in high school, and she still fondly remembers teaching her nieces and nephews cartwheels, handstands, and even the splits at family picnics. Tom Jones is a distinguished Toastmaster, past international director, and a proud Toastmaster for 21 years, and currently belongs to Unicorn Tribe Toastmasters Club, Marple Community Toastmasters Club, and Richmond Chamber of Commerce Members Toastmasters Club. As an entrepreneur and management consultant, Tom credits Toastmasters with transforming his communication and leadership skills and strengthening his ability to serve others both personally and professionally. Over the years, he has served as a Toastmaster at every level, including an international director. He earned a presidential citation in 2022, and Tom says he's deeply honored to co-host this year's international convention as an opportunity to give back to an organization that's changed his life. Their article, Five Questions with Carol Murphy, DTM, and Tom Jones, DTM, Behind the Scenes with the 2026 Convention Co-Chairs, appears in the June 2026 issue of the Toastmaster magazine. Coming to us today from Maple Ridge, an hour east of Vancouver and Vancouver proper, Carol Murphy and Tom Jones, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Before we get into the details of the convention, I'm always curious how this co-chairing opportunity came about. Carol, did you want to kick this off?
Well, I have a really cute story to tell. I received a text from Dan Rex. Now, how often does anyone receive a text from Dan Rex? I immediately phoned Toastmasters International to warn them that someone has scammed Dan Rex's phone. And they assured me that no, Dan Rex did actually text me. And I phoned Dan back, and that's when he invited me to be one of the 2026 Toastmasters International Convention co-chairs, co-host.
Of course, Daniel Rex is our illustrious chief executive officer for Toastmasters International.
Yes, our CEO. Yes.
And Tom, how did this happen? And again, who got it first, or who was called first, or do we know?
I'm not sure, but I do know this. Dan Rex is in my contact list. From serving on the board, I know Dan, and I would call him a friend and an associate. I'm working, I'm sitting at home, and my phone rings, and there it says, Dan Rex. So a couple things went through my mind, but one was, what have I done, and what does he want?
You're in trouble. Right?
Because that, you know, we've communicated before. But once I got on the line and Dan put forth that question to me about the convention, I was absolutely shocked. One, that it was being held in Vancouver again because it was here in 2017. Well, I immediately know. I had a mentor who told me once, she's never say no to the opportunity to serve. But I did need to check. I needed to check with my significant other. But I said, Dan, let me get back to you. And I was, I guess, gobsmacked. But I got off the line and I went through the protocol and called him right back and said, Dan, I'm in. And the opportunity to serve as a co-host is an honor. So I was just absolutely honored to just be asked.
Just a follow-up to that, Tom. You said that Toastmasters changed your life. I wasn't sure if it was Toastmasters or this event. Please share a little bit about how your life has been changed.
Well, the Toastmasters experience changed my life, transformed my life. I've always been an avid talker, a really good talker, just going on and on and on. But I was not a good communicator. And Toastmasters helped change that from just being a talker to a communicator. And there is a difference. So this organization has helped me. My friends often say, well, why don't you quit? You don't need it anymore. But it's like going to the gym. If you find something that works for you, you keep doing it. You don't change it. And so I am a lifer. I'm here for the long run.
That's awesome. I agree. We often come for one reason and we stay for a whole bunch of other different reasons. Carol, I'm curious, what do you do in your role as the host chair and what's been your favorite part of it so far?
Well, we are the liaison between World Headquarters, the meeting planning team, and our committee chairs. We have 18 committee chairs, and so we act as the liaison between them and also support all the Helping Hand volunteers.
That's awesome.
And what I've liked so far, I've really enjoyed working with the meeting planning team. They're just awesome. And of course, my friend Tom here. I've enjoyed working with Tom. I've learned so much working with Tom. I tend to panic when people give me deadlines, and Tom is so relaxed and just says, oh, we'll get it done. So I've really learned quite a lot working with Tom and being patient, and things will fall into place. Nothing to worry about. And Tom has a wicked sense of humor.
Actually, yes, I know. I had the pleasure of serving as a district governor. Of course, now they call them directors, back in 2010, 2011. And Tom and I were on the same team.
I remember you, Greg. I remember you well. I think that Carol and I work very well together for several reasons. Our personalities are different, but when you put them together, it gets done. Carol is good for that detail. She reminds me and keeps me posted, and we work well together. And I'm really happy for this opportunity to get to know Carol better, because she's quite the district leader here. Toastmaster of the year last year, right?
That's awesome. So Vancouver, we were here in 2017, and I remember when I was there seeing the film crews. They were filming Deadpool 2. I had to look it up because I couldn't remember whether it was Deadpool or Deadpool 2.
Right.
With, of course, Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the city for people who have never been there.
I moved to Vancouver in 1992 from Chicago, and I was traveling around the world, working around the world. When I came to Vancouver, I knew this was it for me, because it has a little bit of something for everybody. The mountains, the oceans, just activities. It's diverse, multicultural. And it's just a safe place to be and to live. Great education system. So I fell in love with the city. And of course, it's Hollywood North. So at any given point, there are movies being shot. There's television series going on. And one of the interesting things about Vancouver is you can be walking downtown. You see movie stars. You see all kinds of famous people. The interesting thing is no one bothers them. May say hello, just keep going. And that I love about Vancouver. It's a very respectful city.
And of course, it's on the far west coast of Canada. Has a very mild climate. So Carol, I understand there will be some activity happening outside of the convention center?
Yes, Greg. We will be having a harbor cruise, Smedley Harbor Cruise, outside of the convention. But you can also, inside the convention happening at the same time, there'll be the Smedley Bingo as well. That will be on the Thursday evening.
That's excellent. So let's talk a little bit more about the convention. The theme is wide open communication, Can either of you share what the significance of the theme is?
Wide open communication no doubt means many different things to different people. But in this instance, it just shows there's no limit to what you can achieve, what can happen as a result of having wide open communications. Because that's Vancouver, that's British Columbia. It's wide open. There's so many things you can do. And so having it here this year, wide open communications, if you look at the theme here, look at the background, it's Vancouver and it's wide open.
I love that.
Yes, and we're, you know, bringing together cultures from around the world as well. That's what I take from wide open communications.
And that's what's awesome about Toastmasters. Of course, I love the opening ceremony where we have the huge parade of flags.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yes. I think there are at least 145 countries as a part of this organization. And that parade of flags symbolizes how large this organization is and what we've been able to achieve as an organization, a non-political organization where we have people from around the world that all come together for communication and leadership. Yeah. We just don't get any better than this.
Now, of course, we always have the traditional opening ceremonies, the parade of flags. Of course, we have the semifinals and the finals for the World Championship of Public Speaking. We have the accredited speaker presentation, business meeting, first-timers events. What else are we going to see this year? Is there something a little bit different?
Well, yes, there will be on Saturday a live Toastmasters meeting.
Wow.
A chairperson of Toastmasters, speakers, table topics will occur in the general meeting room, meeting session. Evaluators, a meeting, the largest one ever.
I wonder if the Guinness people are going to be there. Not the beer, the world records.
Well, every morning there will be Smetli yoga. I'm looking forward to that. Getting up early in the morning and going down and having an opportunity to breathe and to move your body and to just become prepared for the day. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to go down and try it. You may have to come and get me, but I'm going to go down there and try the yoga.
We also have a keynote speaker in Jody Carrington. She's a psychologist and best-selling author. We will have some education sessions. I think you mentioned that already. And some Toastmaster workshops. The Toastmasters Journey workshops will be happening. I'm pretty sure that will be happening in that marketplace as well.
Yeah. In one of the general education sessions, there will be a using AI to craft pitches that attract new members. And Maryam Tariq will be guiding us through using artificial intelligence as a tool to help us to clarify ideas and strengthen our message. I'm excited about that one. AI is everywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
We also have Joshua Evans, Leading with Meaning, and someone I'm familiar with, Di Manuel. He was a division director when I was district director. His topic is Let's Get Creative.
And of course, we have our Golden Gavel honoree, Jennifer Moss, and she'll be presenting Why Are We Here? Creating a Work Culture Everyone Wants. And for those folks who are interested in hearing a little bit about Jennifer Moss, we interviewed Jennifer in episode 299, Championing Workplace Wellbeing, Meet the 2026 Golden Gavel Recipient. And what an incredible interview I had with her. She is from Kitchener, Ontario, just outside of Toronto.
Oh, she's an international speaker, an award-winning journalist, an author, and she has two or three books out. And then one of the ones I really like is Why Are We Here?
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She was delightful to speak with. I'm certainly looking forward to her presentation. And of course, after the event, you'll be able to meet her in person and have a chat with her. Volunteers, I know that the convention can't operate without the help of many Toastmasters. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are. At the moment, our latest email from World Headquarters, from the planning meeting, the meeting planning team, we were at 129 helping hands, and we're looking for 160 helping hands.
Okay, so there's still time. If you want to find out more about the convention, you can go to toastmasters.org/convention, and I believe there will be all the information that you'll need. Tom, I noticed something interesting on the site that you can click and get yourself a Dear Boss letter. What's that all about?
Yeah, sometimes employers would like more information before they let you off. Well, you can go to the Toastmasters website, you can click on and have a letter to your employer, which would facilitate or help you by providing information on the convention, and often that helps to get you to the convention.
Dear Boss Letter, that is absolutely amazing. And folks, if you found this episode amazing and you're just haven't decided yet that you want to go to the convention, now's an opportunity to check out the convention link. And also share this episode with your friends and family and fellow Toastmasters. You can find the Toastmasters podcast at toastmasterspodcast.com, toastmasters.org, Apple, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts. And also don't forget to read the article, 5 Questions with Carol Murphy and Tom Jones, Behind the Scenes with the 2026 Convention Co-Chairs, in the June 2026 issue of the Toastmaster magazine. Tom and Carol, are there any final words of wisdom from you?
Come for the convention. There'll be fun, education, an opportunity to meet old friends, networking, and stay for the beautiful city. Vancouver has something for everyone. So come for 1 week, come for 2 weeks, but come and meet your old friends, come to have fun, come to learn.
Carol, is there anything else that you wanted to share?
Just everyone attend the conference and come with an open mind, come with a desire to learn and have fun and explore our beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia.
Now, of course, we just mentioned some of the events. Please make sure that you do check the convention schedule and the agenda to get a full list of all the events that are happening. It's going to be very, very exciting. It'll be nonstop. You probably won't get much sleep.
Absolutely.
August 19 to 22, 2026.
I just want to mention where the convention is being held is just a beautiful location. It's right there on the waterfront. There's plenty of beautiful places to just walk around the convention center. I'm in awe every time I go downtown Vancouver. I'm about an hour east of Vancouver, but anytime I visit and I'm down in that area, it's just a gorgeous spot. Lots of cruise ships as well. You can see the cruise ships coming in.
Yeah. And that's right. We forgot to mention there will be a Toastmasters Alaskan cruise, I believe, that will leave from the harbor.
After the convention, jump on, get on board for that. Sign up for it. And the cruise terminal is right next door to the convention center.
Carol Murphy, Tom Jones, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Carol, I look forward to meeting you for the first time. Tom, it'll be great to see you again in Vancouver in August.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Thank you so much.